London Live gives you the best new music on the planet. For a new style of alcoholic beverages, why not try Quincy, Australia's first alcoholic seltzer. Drink different, drink responsibly.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
Good, darling. Let me just put this in a place that actually works. How You're are you, my love?
I am good. How are you?
I'm okay, actually.
Yeah.
I am surviving. I live in this room now, as I'm sure you can imagine what it's like. You understand that you just...
Here I am in my room.
Right. Lucky. We're very lucky to have nice houses and nice rooms, because otherwise, I mean, I think back to some of the shitty places I lived when I was in my early 20s.
I've got a balcony in my room.
Really?
Yeah. I still live with my parents.
That's my dream. Never leave.
Easy. Washing, everything.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love your song, Dahl. It's
thank you.
It's such a vibe. It's a vibe, you know?
I appreciate it. I hope so. I think so too. I listen to it and I'm just like, shit, I can't believe I made this.
Yeah, I love it. And especially when we look at where you've come from, which is very much like a electronic music background and DJing and all those big sounds. This is so different. It's such a and I know that you haven't been making music like that for a while, but it's really cool to watch how you've changed. You know, as we all get older, our tastes change, and, you know, but for you, like when I was your age, my tastes changed, but I wasn't making music. But for you, as your tastes are changing, you're also creating music. So what you like then translates into what you make. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. I got like a new phone, and all my old photos from iCloud like came up.
Yeah.
And it was like photos from when I DJed at a Good Life Music Festival when I was like 16. And I just can't believe that, like, that's what I was doing and that's what was going on. But now, yeah, I think it's just, like, what I listen to is more like the stuff I make, and that's, yeah, it's changed my taste.
That's so cool. And talk to me about AAA. Like, what is this track? We don't have to go too deep, because I think often it's nice for people to draw their own assumptions, but what does it mean to you, and where did it come from?
AAA, I guess, so, yeah, I wrote it in London, and at that time I was kind of just felt stuck and a bit lost, and things weren't happening the way that I wanted, and I just didn't really know what I was going to do and where I was going to go, and I kind of just wanted to get out of there. And I had a girlfriend at the time, and I just wanted to literally like get out and go do something and run away with her. And that pretty much is AAA. It's just like me asking this girl, being like, please just give me all of you and let's run away and let's forget everything else that exists.
Well, I'm 34 and married, and I still feel that way. Like, thankfully about my husband, not some other random guy.
Yeah.
But that doesn't ever stop, I don't think,
it,
you know.
It'd be nice to run away now, especially.
Well, here's the thing, Tide. Our dream was always to run away to Italy. That was what we'd always said. Like, we were going to buy a villa in Italy. And now we're like, we do not want to do that.
Maybe after it settles down.
Right. Well, we're going to get this track on, Tide. I know everyone's going to love it. So if you love it, follow him on the socials, Tide Levi. Buy and stream the song. Let's support our awesome Aussie artists. And when this is over, I'm sure you'll be out there promoing it and maybe touring it.
Oh, I hope so. Lots of shows. And, yeah, you'll be there dancing, I hope.
You know I'll be. Try and stop me.
Thanks so much,
Ash. See you, sweetheart.
Ash London Live gives you the best new music on the planet. For a new style of alcoholic beverages, why not try Quincy, Australia's first alcoholic seltzer? Drink different, drink responsibly.